Welcome to the Lioness Queen podcast, where our motto is all about living residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now let's jump into your weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha.
Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is August the 31st, the last Thursday in the month of August. Happy August, happy Thursday, happy New Year 2023. Again, thank you so much for all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. I cannot thank you enough. Please subscribe to this podcast and our YouTube channel. If you want to find out more what's happening new in the ministry, you can visit us at www.iamthelionessqueen.com. Well, all right, we are getting into just another continuation, I have to say, from why are you holding on to what they said? And so we're going to have a little twist this week. So the theme for today is why are you holding on to that attitude? Why are you holding on to that attitude? We'll be right back. Welcome back. So we're twisting it a little bit about something that we're holding on to, and we're talking about our attitude. And we have control over our attitude. You have control over your attitude, but it is the enemy that tries to get us to think that we do not, tries to get us to tap into more of our logic, more of our reasoning, more of our human side than our spiritual side. And so I want you to think about that. Your life is a product of choices, right? There's nothing in life that you don't choose. You choose whether or not how you will feel for the day. You choose how you think. You choose what food to eat. You choose what you're going to wear for the day. You choose when you're in your office, who you're going to speak to, who you're not going to speak to. Even when you don't act on something, it still is a product of a choice. And so I want you to think about, you know, there's been various, I can share so many different examples about people who had to make hard choices. And in those choices, they had to choose an attitude. And so, you know, some years ago, we had the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. And I want you to think about, if you are a parent, how do you choose an attitude to forgive? How do you choose an attitude to love the person who killed your child? How do you choose an attitude of peace? How do you choose an attitude of hope? How do you choose an attitude of being grateful? And so, you know, if you think about it, the parents had a choice. And the interesting thing is the community came together, so much so there was more love than hate, right? And those parents, instead of bitterness and anger, they chose love and forgiveness. And how powerful is that, to choose love and forgiveness than hate, than anger, than bitterness? And they decided to join together and choose love. Now, you know, there's some parents that did not. Some parents held on to an attitude of bitterness, held on to the attitude of anger and hate. But the thing is, God always gives us opportunities to love. But it's up to us to choose love, to choose if we're going to move on, to choose to be better and not bitter, to choose obedience, to choose to set ourselves apart, to choose to be quiet, to be still and know that He is God, to even choose to forgive. And so that I gave a really heavy example, because that example right there, we don't want anything to happen to our children. But as a parent, when somebody does something to your child, you take that personal, you take that to heart, and it is a hard decision to choose. But we have to be reminded, with God, all things are possible. Nothing will be impossible with God. And if you just think about other people, right? You know, Lee Harvey Oswald had a choice. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King had a choice, right? Abraham Lincoln had a choice. Mother Teresa had a choice. Mandela had a choice, right? But I was thinking about this. I was thinking about, you know, I wanted to think about somebody in the scriptures, and it makes me think about Abraham. Since we're talking about being a parent, right? You know, Abraham believed against all odds. He endured in his faith. Abraham's faith, you know, he was obedient. And it was his faith that, you know, I would say pushed him to a place of surrender, a place of obedience, a faith that genuinely obeyed and believed God. You know, Abraham believed, he obeyed God. And, you know the story. He left his home. He went without any directions from God as to where he was headed. When God called, Abraham acted. And that's my question for you today. When God calls, or when God is speaking to you to do something, how fast do you act? Right? And so Abraham did not hesitate. He did not argue. He did not question. He did not waver. He simply obeyed. As soon as he heard the call of God, he arose and followed. He acted decisively. Now we have to be mindful, you know, and this is the key. Abraham didn't know where he was going. He didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know what was going to happen when he got there. He didn't know, right? He didn't know where God was leading him. He just believed the promises of God, and he acted upon his belief. And so if you truly believe God, you will obey God. And there is no such thing as belief without obedience, not genuine belief, right? And so obeying God requires you to believe in God. And even though you can't, you know, you won't always know exactly what God is doing, but it is your faith that will lead you. And it will lead you to truth, and it will lead you to obedience. And we have to be reminded that God is good, and He has only good things in store for you. Only good things in store for you. And if you draw back and do not believe and follow God, then you will miss out on His promises, because His promises are yea and amen. And so I want you to think about, has there ever been a time when you had to choose and it was hard to choose? I'm pretty sure those Sandy Hook parents, you know, there was some time where they felt it was hard to choose, but they came together and chose love instead of hate. And so when I think about, you know, things that we, you know, what attitudes are we holding on to, it makes me think about Deuteronomy 30, 15 through 16. And it says, "See, I have set before ye thee this day life and good, death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love thy Lord, thy God, to walk in His ways, and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. And so when I think about this, I was thinking about just the word choose. Like, how many times do you see that in the Bible? And so the word choose is found in 55 verses, 24 chapters, and 15 books. However, the original Hebrew and Greek languages, it used, you know, a smaller and different vocabulary, which really allowed a single word to be used in a variety of ways that didn't always translate in the word choose. But English has, of course, different words for each application. And so the actual word appears much less often than the concept is used. And so it just makes you think about God gives us choices. God gave Abraham choices, right? And the word says, choose life. You can choose life or you can choose death. And unfortunately, a lot of people have a big misunderstanding about God and choose and the choices that they have, right? They know God planned their existence and has a purpose for their life, but they have the wrong idea that every detail of life is pre-planned. They think they have no choice. But in fact, you know, the Bible teaches the exact opposite. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. But guess what? It's not automatic. And we can miss it based on the choices that we make. But the beautiful thing, we've all made bad choices in our lives, but His grace and mercy endures forever. And the reason why so many people miss the promises of God is because God doesn't force you to enjoy the plan He has for you. He gives you a choice whether you want to accept or reject His salvation. He gives you a choice to obey or disobey His directions. He gives you a choice to follow or ignore the purpose for which you were created. And so far too many people miss the purpose of their life because of their poor choices. But He can give you another chance and another chance and another chance. But in the same regard, how many times do you miss it? And so the Bible says repeatedly that God will not force you. He won't force you to do His will. And when Moses led the Jews out of Egypt and into the desert for 400 years of slavery, Moses told them about the land of milk and honey, the land of the great, the land that's bountiful blessing that God had promised them. And it would be so different from their years of slavery. But before they went into the promised land, you know, God through Moses said to the people the same thing. He said, He is saying to you, today I'm giving you a choice. You can choose life and success or death and disaster. I'm commanding you to be loyal to the Lord, to live the way He has told you and to obey His laws and teachings. You are about to cross over the Jordan River. You are about to take this land He is giving you. If you obey, you will live and become successful and powerful. God gave them a choice. God wanted His people to enjoy the milk and honey, to enjoy the bounty of the promised land, but He did not make them accept it. Ooh, hear me today. He didn't make them accept it. The choice was theirs. And so this is a picture of salvation, of coming out of slavery to sin into the freedom in Christ. In order to enjoy life in the promised land, the Israelites had to do what? They had to believe God, you know. And you too have a choice whether you'll accept God's salvation and the good things He has planned for you. Or, you know, you can miss it. And so I don't want to miss the promises of God. I don't want to miss what He has planned for my life. He has destined for my life. And so if you think about it, God could have made us all puppets, you know, but He didn't. We were chosen in his image. He gives you the ability to choose. And if you choose poorly, that choice is your greatest curse. And if you choose wisely, it's your greatest blessing. And so today, God is giving you a choice. What attitude are you holding on to today? Are you holding on to an attitude of self-pity? And it's interesting, Joyce Meyer says self-pity is actually idolatry because you are turning inward, idolizing, there it is, idolizing yourself. And so we have to be careful where we're placing our energy. We can't waste our energy on self-pity. We can't feel sorry for what did not happen, what we failed to say, or what we didn't do, right? What we decided was unhealthy. We can't waste our energy on that. We have to be obedient to the Lord. Another attitude I would say a lot of people hold on to is we're impatient. Stop holding on to, having an impatient attitude. You know, the word says they that wait upon the Lord. And so having an impatient attitude, it brings unnecessary stress and does not help you. It doesn't help your situation. All it does is feeds your flesh. That's all it does. It doesn't help you grow. It doesn't help you draw closer to the Lord. And so we have to learn. We got to let go of holding on to that attitude of impatience, right? Because we have to be mindful. We have to focus on the moment. We have to pray to the Lord. We have to cast our cares. We have to focus on the destination so that you don't fail to enjoy the journey. God wants you to enjoy the journey. Another attitude I would say, oftentimes we hold on to, I can't. How many times have you told yourself you can't do something, right? And you said it before you even tried it. When Philippians 4:13 gives us instructions, right? Gives us instructions of what we can do. Some other attitudes you hold on to, and I hold on to. I'm talking to myself too. Complaining, comparing ourselves, being selfish, jealous of other women, right? We see another woman who is doing something that we know God has called us to do, and they're doing it gracefully, but we're jealous for some odd reason of, you know, what they're doing and how well it's working, when God has given all of us a seat at the table. He's given that this world is big enough for you to have a seat. So don't be jealous. Cheer on another woman and their success, right? Because guess what? It what goes around comes around. So you know if they got it, you gonna get it next. You know, we're always in line, and you never know if you're next in line. But we gotta cut out being jealous of our other sisters in Christ, because that right there is crabs in a barrel. God did not create us this way. God created us and wanted us to strengthen our sisters in Christ. Amen. Some more attitudes that we hold on to is being stubborn, right? We can't think that we know everything, because we don't. Even if you are extremely intelligent, you don't know everything. We got to stop being lazy. There are a lot of different attitudes that we hold on to that we should not, you know, and definitely we have to learn how to be obedient like Abraham. And that's what I want to leave with you today. Study Abraham and what he did, and that obedience that he just acted in faith on. He stepped out not knowing the what, when, where, or how. And that is how God is trying to get us to think outside of our flesh, think outside of our natural man, and step into our spiritual man, and tap into the Holy Spirit to help guide us to truth. to help us to stop holding on to attitudes that are not helping us to grow, not helping us to get closer to the Lord, not helping us to move on, not helping us to shift our mindset, not helping us to think more on things above than things of this world. Amen. And so that's my prayer for you today, is to study Abraham and really dig into how he just acted on what God said. And that is how you let go of those negative attitudes. Hold on to what God has told you, and God will respond, because he has so many promises pre-planned for you, but you don't want to miss it. And you can easily miss it if you do not act. And so that is my prayer for you. Act today on his word. Act on what he's called you to do. And God will, he will bless you exceedingly abundantly above you can ever ask or think. Amen. Amen. Where did the time go? I'm telling you, this was a good one. You know, we got to stop holding on to attitudes that do not benefit us. We're wasting time and energy when God is trying to do a new thing in your life to promote you for greater. And you can't step into greater when you haven't really done the work that God really wants you to do to grow. You know, sometimes it requires pruning. Sometimes it requires God being silent so that you can wait on him. Amen. I definitely could not have made it without all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and share a review. I would absolutely love to hear from you. Until next time, let's all live residue free in 2023 and walk in everything God has destined for you to be. Amen.